In his first news conference since becoming the army's boss last month, Nicholas Haysom told reporters in Juba Today that although some important progress has been made by the parties to implement the peace deal, like forming a unity government and building trust with the former rebels, peace across South Sudan is fragile.
There is much to be done in the interests of advancing that peace. Courageous decisions need to be made, including the unification of security forces. I urge the people and leaders of South Sudan to breathe fresh life into the peace process and fully implement the agreement, including by finalizing the constitution and eventually holding elections.
Haysom says the actors may have changed, but violence continues in South Sudan.
I think we're conscious that even though some of the intensity of the political conflict of 2 or 3 years has diminished, it's been more than replaced by the intercommunal conflict that we see spreading across the country. And really, we have to offer the citizens of South Sudan a safer place to return to. If they don't have in our discussions with returnees and IDPs, the biggest single barrier to their return is the insecurity they feel because of the prevalence of violence, which includes also the prevalence of firearms throughout the country.
Haysom says continued intercommunal fighting in several parts of the country, such as in Pibor, Lex and Warab states, is a worrying trend. He says the government must take concrete steps to address the situation without elaborating on what those steps should be. He says fighting in the greater Pibor area must also be addressed.
We all share deep concern over the violence between community-based militias that has escalated in the greater Pibor administrative area. While recognizing that there has lately been some improvements in security in Pibor, it's important that the government of South Sudan takes concrete steps to address the root causes of the conflict.
Haysom says he cannot point fingers at who started the fighting in Pibor or what has caused the violence. He says the major task now is for the stakeholders to end the violence once for all. A human rights report released by UNMISS in June last year says 658 people were killed in South Sudan between January and March of last year. It said most of the deaths were a result of communal violence between various communities in the country. The report said there was increasing violence in the country during that period of time. Haysom began serving as special representative of the Secretary General in South Sudan 6 weeks ago. He is currently engaged in visiting all 10 states in an effort to understand how UNMISS could best support the peace process. During his recent engagements with citizens, Haysom says the messages he got are all focused on the call for hope, improved infrastructure, and the need to support grassroots efforts in reconciliation and peace.
Without peace, meaningful infrastructural development cannot take place. Without peace, displaced families cannot return home. Without real and lasting peace, progress in almost every aspect of South Sudan's social, economic, and political life is impossible. Real peace will give South Sudan's citizens the ability to determine their future.
Haysom says he wants to see UNMISS support the implementation of the peace agreement by providing technical assistance to build the capacity of local institutions, reform the security and justice sector, and to progress important elements of the peace process, such as the constitution making and ultimately free and fair elections. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.